Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Level up. Lifestyle. Wellness. Damn good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen. To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny Halla, one of your hosts, and you are listening to the fifth part of a five-part mindset series that we originally did on Clubhouse. We did this series in the Wedding Pros Club on Clubhouse, but even though that's where it took place, you do not have to be a wedding pro to be able to benefit from this. Any entrepreneur who's been in business for 3, 5, and shoot, newbies, if you have a brain, this is good for you. Mindset work is always good for you, but we do focus on entrepreneurs who are established in their business and are ready to get out of their own way and really step into a life and fulfillment that they know they deserve. So, like all the other episodes, if this is your first time coming in, know that you can go back to the other four episodes before this for the other series. We have a worksheet for each one of these episodes that you can follow along with and fill out the answers. So if you want to get that worksheet, head on over to 2jhalla, the number 2, the letter J, HOLLA.com/week5, the number 5, WEEK5. And that's where you can get the worksheet. You can download it. You can follow along. We want to hear from you. We want to hear how this has impacted and changed your life. We have already gotten a ton of feedback from the Clubhouse members and the original people who went through this series. They've already been making major changes. Can't wait to hear from you. All right. Enjoy the episode and take your own damn advice.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. You know, grab your worksheet there. I will also have another link a little bit later on. But we'll get started with this one so you can have it and work along with us. As we work through the questions, we'll be asking you guys to come up and share a little bit on that specific question. We keep everything kind of on topic here. This is our final week. So this has been the full 5 weeks you're going to get about shifting your mindset from fixed mindset to growth mindset. So this is a series that you have worked on with us. We have turned it into a podcast, and we will be turning it into a series as well, bringing it live and also digitally for those that want to chime in and learn some more with us. So we're excited to have you all joining us today. This is our final week, and it is going to be taking your own damn advice, right? Because we've talked about growth mindset, fixed mindset. We've talked about what was holding you back. We talked about leaning into your season. We talked about who you should be competing against, and that is only yourself. And you're only trying to get 1% better every moment, every day. And in this workshop here on Clubhouse, we've tried to encourage you and challenge you to just be more curious, more adventurous, more brave. We want you to be more. We know you have all this potential locked up inside you, and we have hoped that we've brought some of that out with you, but we have more to share, as you all know, and that's what we'll be taking into our, as Jay likes to call it, a little container. We want to come in a container with you, but then we want you to bust out of the container and continue growing. So as we get to the end of the day, we'll talk about that, but you will see on your workshop at the bottom, for those that are here, there is a link. Make sure that we have your email and such to get on the wait list for the next little mini workshop, so I'll say, that we're going to call it on Zoom. So we'll be meeting and continuing on. We've got some things planned. Oh, small bites, right? Small bites. You know, we'll do things monthly and challenge you to show up monthly with us. So that's what we're looking on doing. So we're excited to have you here. Again, we're recording this for the podcast. So, you know, we just use your first name. But if you say anything, it's safe. Anything you don't want us to share, we'll bleep that out. But that's what the challenge is. We're ready to start week 5 of the mindset here in the Wedding Pros Club. I am joined by the amazing coaches and my turning into wonderful friends, Jenny and Jay Halla, who do amazing mindset coaching, performance coaching. They are just a whole group of activities that they can challenge you to push yourself forward to become a better you. Because as you all know, I believe a better business begins with a better you. So we're ready to kick off right now. We thank all of you for joining us. Thank you for investing your time. Thank you for investing in yourself to be here as we go live this last week. All right, Jay, I think we're ready to roll. Let's kick it off and start us off, my friend.
Sweet. Okay. And I'm totally starting off by not looking at the worksheet. So exactly. if I'm starting off and you're reading the question, it's like, yo, what the hell's going on? I haven't looked over there, but I just want to like set the tone of the room and give a couple of examples, because we ought, no matter if it's in the wedding industry or as a business owner or whatever you're doing, usually at the end of the day, the goal is to make income so you can live and all this stuff, right? But with that comes so much advice, so much information, so much of you should be doing this, you should be doing that, you should be whatever, insert everything. There's wisdom from people who've been in the game for years, you know, and there's marketing experts and there's these type of experts. And at the end of the day, whatever advice that you're giving, I feel you have to weigh it, not even against, but weigh it towards your values, you know, the lifestyle and the business you want to create. And are you doing something just because someone else said you should be doing it or it worked for them, and the validity behind the advice that they're giving? We were talking to somebody who swore up and down he could help us, but you know, the advice he was giving, he's from an old school salesy corporate type of headspace. And like, okay, it's good advice and we'll take what we will, that which works for us, but you know, just be mindful. Take the advice and sit with it and say, do I really want to do this? Does this really align with what I'm trying to do and where I'm going? Or does this go against my values? Or is this going against the business and the lifestyle I'm trying to create? So keep that in mind as we get into these questions. And as we always ask, there's no right or wrong answer. Just be honest with yourself. We're not asking you guys to share your answers unless you choose to, but you know, you don't have to impress anybody. So just sit with the questions and just be honest with yourself.
And I think that's a good place to start, Jenny, before I'll jump over to you a little bit. But I think it's mindful to remember, with everything out there right now, let's just use Reels as an example. You know, we're having this session and this conversation on a new platform, and it's 2022, and it's Reels, Reels, Reels. Now you can take everybody's advice to jump on, and now it's even, oh, you don't have to dance. But if it is something that does not move your ship forward, make your ship go faster, doesn't mean you have to jump onto that. So that is the contents in which we talk today about taking your own advice. It's, you may not know all the answers, but if somebody is doing something that is like, oh my gosh, that looks fun, but I don't know how that would work for myself, that means you don't have to do it. What is the advice that you're taking to execute? Might be a strong word, but to execute whatever is happening. And that's where your damn advice, taking your own damn advice, comes in. I asked Foster last week for a suggestion. I've asked Jenny and Jay for suggestions. I've asked conversations of things that I might need guidance on. But ultimately, the end, I have to hear it and listen and take it in, mix it up with the recipe, and decide what's going to move my ship, what's going to bide my bus, what in the end will be for me. Everybody can give me their opinions. They can give me, and I want their opinions. You're looking for that validation that at least something you're thinking about is worthy of something, right? So Jenny, I know that's how you feel as well. And that's why we came up with this last one to finish off this course of minding your, of taking your own damn advice. So kick us off, Jenny.
My favorite. And I'd say, I have been an expert the past, I don't know, many years of my life not doing this, and it has led me in circles. So if you want to learn from anybody, or if you want to know that you want to talk to someone who's been there and done that, I mean, I have not taken my own advice, meaning I have gone out and searched everyone else to tell me what to do, how to do it, get me there, please, please, please. So this is going to be really good for us to go deep. And so let's start off really digging into and thinking about, what is our biggest challenge? What is your biggest challenge in your life and or business right now? What is a lesson that you are potentially learning and relearning and relearning over and over and over? Or what is something that just popped up in your life and your business? I mean, this could be a lot of things. This could be have to do with work-life balance or work-life integration. It could be maybe you want to level up into another aspect of your business because you're expanding and you're trying to figure out, how do I bring on more people? How do I grow? How do I balance this with money? maybe it's something with fitness and you want to get your health together and you're really wanting this year to be the year that you have more energy and you're able to do the things you want to do. It can be anything. So that's what you want to write here in the first bit. What is the biggest challenge that you have right now?
And it could be something little. I mean, it can be something annoying. And again, no right or wrong. We just want you to, at the end of this, when you look back at your worksheets, you're going to be, okay, look at the transformation. Where have I progressed from always being stuck going, I'm just fix, to now being able to say, I can do this. And this is my advice. So when you write that down and you're thinking, and remember, mindset, it really does shift everything. And mindset is a business strategy. And I know a lot of people, you know, laugh at me and sometimes Jay and Jenny, but I am called to do this. I'm lean to do this. This is about adjusting your mindset and trusting what you're trying to do. And so as you sit here and you've worked through this weeks that we've been here, it is shifting that. Because when you start here, when you start with the underlying question of what's the results I need to get, how do I need to get there, you have to understand that what's the challenges and be brave enough and honest enough to write those challenges down. Then as you do that, you can take that to the next question, that who do you usually turn to for advice in your business and your life? Are they the same people? Line up and kind of see, why do I go here for advice on my business versus why I go here on my life? And find out if sometimes it's the life question that is bringing up that hard challenge in business. Right, Jenny?
You know, another thing that something that you could pay attention to is, what are the trends? Because maybe it is a handful of friends or certain people, you can identify the people, but maybe it's a trend. You can look and say, okay, you know, I'm thinking of myself. Like I said, I've been an expert in this over the past few years. What I have in the past turned to someone who I thought to be successful, or someone who had like the level of money that maybe I was chasing. And notice the words I'm saying. Because I was chasing something specific and I wasn't actually following my own heart and my own passion. So I hired people like, okay, they have a similar story. All right, if I put in money over here, I'm going to get success quickly. So maybe it's a trend and you're thinking, okay, I turn to people who maybe have a certain look or have a certain type of business or a certain marketing message. It could even be that could be extremely eye-opening for you in this process too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as you write those questions down and you really dive into those and you think about, where is that advice coming from? Then the next one, Jay, would be, what advice has been shared to overcome the business challenges in your life and your biz? Maybe expand on that a little bit and how everybody can sit with how this process is a three-part, this question is a layer, and how we peel off those, onion peels, per se.
And I love this particular question for the simple fact that everyone is sharing their experience from a different place. We grew up differently. We're in West Texas right now visiting my family, and it's just like everybody's perspective is different. And you can go through the same thing and get something totally different from it. So it's like when you're getting that advice, and I'm a bit advocate of always ask questions, no matter what, ask questions. No matter if you think you know what you're looking at, still ask questions, because what you think you see might not be the true story. And it's like, well, my dad is giving me advice. My aunt is giving me advice, right? But what map of the world are they looking from? And getting inquisitive, being that detective, being that inspector, and saying, this is some good information, but one, where is it coming from? And two, how is it going to help me to get to where I'm going, if it can? And if it can't, you just, you know, hey, you know what? That was great advice. I'm going to leave it here and carry on.
Absolutely. I love that. And just real quick, everybody, I love that everybody is coming in. So I'm sorry about that. I had like 10 people come into me real quick saying they can't be here today. Y'all, if you're not here, we see you're not here. We love and appreciate you. Thank you for letting us know. But when I stop to go over and read, y'all know I can't read. So, you know, thanks for DMing me and letting us know. We're here for those that are here. As I say, we meet everybody where they are. And we know that as the week went on, this was going to be a rough week. That's what we have replay. So some of you, if you heard me cut short there for a minute. I always like to explain myself sometimes because I do believe I want to show up intentionally for you all and deliver what I need to deliver. And Jenny and Jay feel the same way too. So that's, I was doing that with a few people that are missing being here and just want to make sure that the replays are on. Hear me, everybody, the replays are on. So as we move forward and we're thinking about this, it's like, take your own damn advice. Don't put, you know, I said, turn off your notifications. And yet here I am, right? Because I'm on the phone doing Clubhouse, right? But that's how, that is the life of a business owner, right? Whether you're a creative business owner or you're, you know, whatever kind of business you have, there's always something else. There's always something coming at you. And again, it's overwhelm. How much of that can you repel off? We talked earlier in the course, in the workshop, about leaning into your season. And if you're at that season where you're just trying to figure out what you're trying to do, newsflash, everybody, if you keep saying, I will do this as soon as I fill in the blank, or I can't start this next project until I fill in the blank, you're never going to move from where you are. And so that is the full round circle of all the weeks that we got you here. Here you are. You've listened to us. You've taken our questions. You're diving in with us. Does that mean we are correct? Does that mean we have the answers? It's the culmination of everything to listen to that and look at your answers. And when you look back next week and you go back to week one, where do your answers fall now with where you are and how you're moving that? And that brings us up to, have you tried to implement this advice? Have you actually tried to implement somebody else's advice and it's failed? Have you tried to implement somebody else's advice and said, oh my gosh, thank you for that, and it was a skyrocket and it put you on a new course? It opened up windows and opportunities. Have you done that in business and in life? What's happened? Share a little bit about that, Jenny.
On this one too, this is another like deep self-reflective question. I mean, this is to kind of look and see where you've maybe been spinning your wheels or where things have worked. I mean, you want to lean more into what's worked, but if you've been spinning your wheels, I think the thing is, does it actually mean that it didn't work or right. The advice doesn't work? Maybe it just didn't work for you because maybe it's your mindset. Maybe it's something you just don't want to do. I mean, this is something that you, let's just like kind of, Jay and I have a background in some wellness things, right? So if you talk the traditional way that people talk about losing weight, and this happens all the time to us, we have conversations because Jay, his whole background has been in the wellness space, right? So people get in conversations. We just had one last night. Oh my God, I need to lose weight. It's the same thing. I need to lose weight. I got to start doing something. I need to go to the gym. Right. Then we start talking about, okay, well, there's actually a different way to do it. Here's a different approach. You know, you can take things baby steps, step by step, move this way. And then sometimes that flies right over their head and they're like, yeah, I need someone to yell at me in the gym and I need to go do that. But I hate that, man. I love to drink and eat cookies. It's like what we said just went right over their head. So sometimes it's just the timing. You're not ready. Maybe you're so used to a certain way that someone may be helping you open up another direction and it isn't working. So in these questions, there could be a deeper thing for you to really use that self-awareness. Could be straight up easy, or it could be a deeper thing that you start going, maybe there's a trend here. You know, maybe there's something I need to shift in the way I look at things or my beliefs, you know, to be able to move forward. Or maybe it just means that advice is not meant for you. I mean, that's your choice to make as you go on this journey. But as you become aware of your patterns, your behaviors, your thoughts, your beliefs, it will help you unwind the places that you've been stuck.
Oh, and that goes with Jay's habit. Jay is always reminding us, right? Jay is throughout this whole workshop. It's the habits. The reason we can't get past certain roadblocks, habit. The reason we don't see success in something, a habit. The reason we still eat cookies and get mad about not losing weight is a habit of that cookie. But what is that habit? What's the deeper root? What is telling us that this cookie is comforting? What if we could shift that mindset, Jay, and we now go to the gym and find comfort in that gym over that cookie? Explain a little bit about how these habits and that mindset can help us see to make better decisions and take our own advice if we get to the root of the problem.
And a lot of these problems with the habits, you know, the go-tos, the cookies, the, oh, I need to do this to make a dramatic change, is they're really red flags. Like you said, they're not the underlining thing. Because since we're using this example, you know, I need to lose 25, 30 pounds. that's not the issue. The issue is you're probably anxious, stressed out, overwhelmed, burned out with something, and your go-to is over excessively drinking, eating, not moving, which leads to gaining pounds. So then it's like, holy shit, I've gained this amount of weight and I need to get it off. And you're still not addressing the underlying issue, is which is, what is making you anxious? What is burning you out? What is causing you overwhelm? Let's attack those things. Let's address those things. And once you address those things, or like look at like those triggers, those emotional spikes, and say, okay, when I'm overwhelmed, when I'm anxious, I go and get a bottle of whatever, because it helps me turn off my brain and cuts off the edge, right? Well, instead of that, how about you say, okay, I know this is a trigger and it's moving me away from where I want to go, because, you know, all these are labels. We're the ones who choose if something is good or bad. And usually if you're doing something, it's serving its place, it's serving its purpose for that time and space, right? Exactly. But when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, when you said, I've tried all the things, and as Jenny says, I'm still in this cycle, I'm still on this hamster wheel, like, what do I need to do differently? And that's where the switching habits comes from, or comes in. Because there's like no bad or good habits. That's what we label them as. It's like, okay, I know when this anxiety is triggered, this is my go-to. So what can I replace this go-to with? And it doesn't have to be something as drastic. Like we said earlier, baby steps. Because usually we've been doing something for so long, it's habitual. The root word is habitual. It's an autopilot. We just go and do those things. So the first thing is being self-aware. Okay, this is the trigger, which results in the habit, which results in this thing I go to. So me noticing I'm triggered, how can I start to, what is it called? I forget the word, but it's like course correct, or, you know, you break that thing and like, okay, I'm triggered. Let me do something else. Let me push away from my work and go for a walk around the right. block and come back to it.
Reset. You have to reset. And we're in the wedding industry, right? So here we are in the wedding industry, pros club especially. And we always talk ad nauseum, ideal client, right fit client. The reason there's a red flag is you didn't check all the things off the box. Of course, you don't want to go on Saturday to work with this couple. You hate them because you had a year of nothing but hiccups. So in our industry, we are constantly driving home the habit of right client, right fit client. Who's your avatar? We're constantly talking about that. And yet many of us still go on a Saturday and go, oh my God, I can't believe I have to deal with this person. X, Y, Z happened. The habit is we are chasing the revenue and not the profit, right?
And a quick spinoff. Bonnie.
Exactly.
Quick spinoff. And it's like, you know, and we can go so much deeper into right. this, but like boundaries. Exactly. Okay, I know I need to raise my prices, but I'm going to go do X, Y, and Z because my friend asked me and they live 3 or 4 hours away and I'm going to go do it even though I don't want to. You're setting yourself up for failure.
And that's where I was going with that. So if you run into the problem of I'm not seeing a profit in my business, I'm not seeing growth, you have to step back and say, okay, what will it take? Remember, here's the questions, not I can't, this is not happening. We're shifting that mindset to what will it take for me to book 3 more clients, or what will it take for me to have $3,000 more every month? Right? It's a habit. Get out of the habit of saying yes to the wrong clients and get into the habit of saying, yes, you fit my avatar, you fit the things on my checkbox, and you are at my price point. So when we sit there and take our own advice of what is everybody else doing, how come it doesn't work for me? The advice we're supposed to be giving ourselves and need to give ourselves is, what can I do? What will I do? What are the steps I'm going to take to be profitable this month, to be profitable next month? It's changing that habit. Let's open up the floor if you all want to come in and share a little bit, talking about these things that we have so far. If you want to come up and share about taking your advice and listening to other people, maybe people have steered you wrong. You know, maybe people have really guided you and propelled you. How have you learned to take that with a grain of salt and take some education courses and listen to people speak and then be able to wrap it into how it's going to fit into your business? So if you'd like to come up and share, raise your hand, come on up. If not, we will keep going as usual or continue over in the chats over here. And Fossil even said, you hit the nail on the head with boundaries. It's the industry doesn't understand. And I love that that is true. You know, we have these boundaries and everybody's going to do something different. If you want to give your cell number out and get text, you need to do that. It goes right along with what we're talking about. That's the advice you're giving yourself. 75 people stand on stage. You'll hear some of our good friends talk about boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. I use this app. I have office hours on the bottom of my emails. But if you choose to break that habit or break that mold, it's on you. You're doing it for your business. The person on stage isn't telling you it's right or wrong. This is how they feel. This is what's working in their business. You have to take that and put it into your business. And those boundaries will help you break habits and get your mindset going, Jay.
And I'm just thinking because boundaries could be a whole nother another room session on its own. But it's like, what do you really want? What do you really want? And it's like, okay, I really want to have more income. Okay, well, instead of, you know, bending over backwards to try to please clients, why don't you put yourself out there, pre-qualify clients? Fausto has talked about this plenty of times, being authentic with who you are. No, I'm not doing that. I feel a lot of people, and not only the wedding industry, but, you know, like you said, Bobby, earlier, are tracing the revenue. Oh, I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. And then you wake up 2 or 3 months down the line and being like, I fucking hate doing weddings.
Exactly.
No, you don't hate doing weddings. You hate being a pushover.
Or you're struggling because you can't figure out why that's not working and you keep in that fixed mindset, right?
Exactly.
And Jenny can come up with this. This is exactly what we talked about. We talked about in week 2, leaning into your season. So maybe you're not ready yet. You're just there yet. Sean and I are going to be talking tomorrow about client experience. And we're going to talk about customer experience and how right now it seems that this generation is all about, well, I'm just going to fix it, but then we're not fixing the problem. Right? What we're doing now for customer service in our business is, oh, I'll take care of it. But the problem keeps coming back. So Jenny, as you have been in your path of your career and you've changed careers and you've advanced and you've had setbacks and you've had, you know, comebacks, what is the thing that has stuck with you? Has people guided you? Have there been people that said, oh my gosh, you'll never accomplish that? And then you prove them wrong. Or the whole system of, when did you know that you needed to take your own advice? And maybe you can even share how this is why you guys are on the road doing the nomad thing. You took your own damn advice to get you on the path that you're on right now.
You know, it's amazing because we may have a certain view of who we are, right? We may have a certain picture, like this is who I am. This is how I show up in my life and business. And sometimes we don't realize that we may be like missing the mark on that. And I say that because I've always been a very adventurous person. I always have pushed the boundaries. I've always done the things that are outside the norm, like this nomad trip that we're on. I've done different things. I've moved and whatever. I've quit my job twice to go start my own business. And oh my God, how are you leaving six figures? Like, I've done those things. But the one thing that I have struggled with over the past, let's say, on and off for the past 5 to 10 years is really truly authentically believing in myself in the business as much as I believe in myself as a corporate employee. Mm-hmm. And the thing for me that just recently within the past year, I realized I am telling the same fucking story over and over and over and over. And I'm sick of it. I am so sick of telling the story. It's like the story created like a safety net for me. The story was creating like the get out of jail free card because I was afraid of looking bad if I didn't make it work. And the other thing that came up is the dreams that I had, the things that I wanted. I had literally been rewriting the same material over the past 10 years. And I was like, you know what? I told Jay, I said, I am getting sick of this. This is ridiculous. Here I am chasing, because for me, I was chasing a lot of the dollar. Like I need to make six figures in 65 seconds or I'm not successful. And I know I'm being dramatic with that, but that was a core belief that was driving my behaviors, that was driving a lot of the people I was hiring, that was driving the activities I was choosing to do. And I was like, nah, man, I need to just take my own damn advice and get off of this hamster wheel because this is exhausting. I'm exhausted.
Because if you're not doing something that lights you up, I would challenge anybody. And I'm sure people would challenge me. I'm making $5 million, Bobby, and I don't really give a crap. I have the $5 million. But if you sit down with them one-on-one and you ask questions that you never want to ask, I don't think they would be as happy as they say. I mean, we talk about this a lot in our industry. And you all have heard me say the number of workshops, the number of platforms that are out here where you see the title of the program, let me 7 steps to 7 figures, or I'm going to show you how to go from point A to point B for 6 figures. Why are we limiting ourselves on the number of figures? Why don't we just teach everybody how to become profitable and yet have a purpose? Fosto is profitable, has a purpose, and works on it. Sean shifts careers because he wants to find a purpose doing something else. Kelly tries to help us all as a VA so that we can take what we know how to do as our scope of genius and allow us to be profitable, have a purpose by not doing the mundane habit works that go into our business. It takes that part out of it. So Jenny, when you say that you're dramatic about it, it's we in this industry are always celebrating everybody else, but we don't stop and celebrate ourselves. We don't stop today and say, here we are at the end of the first quarter. Look at what all we've accomplished, or maybe we still have yet to accomplish, because every disadvantage has the opportunity to turn into an advantage. It's how we look at that. That's our mindset. How do we take that? Yes, it's affirmations. And yes, it's believing. And yes, it's betting on yourself. But y'all, if you don't bet on yourself, who the heck is ever going to want to hire you? If you don't believe in what you're doing, you put the guidelines up, take the advice of other people, wrap it all up in a pretty box, pull out the recipe card for where you are right now, because it's always going to be changing. So as Jenny took her own advice and started saying, there's something different for me. What's there? She wanted to be more curious, more adventurous, more successful, more happy, more joyful. She wanted to be more. She wanted to live more. So you have to find out what's lighting you up. What brings you that joy? How can you unleash that in your business? Because when you unleash that in your personal life, your business will grow. And when you unleash that in your business, y'all, your personal life will grow. Fosta's talking at CaterSource about the mental breaks we have and the cracks in our system. And we don't talk about mental health. And some of you know my deep story I deal with mental health daily. I have really good days and I have some really bad days. And if you pay close attention on social media, you can probably guess the days that I'm having that, because you do not see me on social media. I'm not there. And those that know me well will send me a text after a couple of days and say, hey, is everything okay? Because I step back off social media, because I have to put those boundaries in. I have to put the guideline in. That's the advice I have to take for myself. What's going to help me move my bus, drive my bus, move my ship? What's going to help me? And that's the mindset that I have to do in order to cope every single day. Fosto?
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Hey, Jay, Jenny, how are you guys doing?
Good, Fausto. Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah. I've gotten back on here because I missed it a lot, but I have the businesses and I'm sort of kind of juggling all of that. But something that hit me with your worksheet was the first line. And Jenny, you hit it right on the button for me. It was work-life balance. I didn't have that. I'm going to be totally honest. It was like really providing a future for my daughter, but I was forgetting to provide for myself as well, because I was going crazy trying to make sure that the company was XYZ. And I have always been driven. So that's just my sort of me. You know, I've told my story before. I dropped out of high school. That wasn't for me. I don't advocate anybody dropping out of high school, but you know, I am 54. So if it was a different era when I did it. But for me, I tend to listen to my gut, and I think a lot of people forget to do that, because your body actually tells you what you need and what you don't need. And if you can be in tune with that, my gut has gotten me out of a bunch of shit, because I'll walk into a client and my stomach starts to just churn inside and out. And I'm like, you know what? This is not the right fit. And I have turned down, I'll be honest with you, I had a billionaire client. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not trying to like say, oh, look at me. I didn't know she was a billionaire until actually a week into the job, because I pick you or you pick me and we just work. It doesn't matter to me. I don't chase you for your dollar. That's irrelevant to me. And I said to my assistant when the week was done, I said, if she ever calls again, I'm not taking her. Now, one of my salespeople can. I'll still make the money off of her, but I won't ever touch her again, because there's not enough money for me to go through what I had to go through with this one client. Now, at the end of the day, everything was successful. Everything was well, but I didn't like the way she treated everybody on site, meaning her own staff as well. And sometimes I have to do that for myself to keep my mental state from literally choking this person. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying that's in my head. I have this sort of kind of different world that goes on. Like I'll freeze for a moment and then I'm actually choking the client in my visual of my head. But I think sometimes people are afraid to say no to a client,
right?
Because they're afraid that they won't get any work or they won't be respected in the industry. I'm going to say it for the last time that I ever talk about 2020 and COVID. If it did not wake you up on the pretendness of our industry, meaning that people who were making all of this money that we're saying, oh my God, I'm making all of this money, I'm so rich, I'm traveling the world, yet you had to apply for PPP and for RFP and for everything else that came from the government, you didn't have a sustainable business. Let's just be honest about that. And let's be truly honest, because if you could have left that for somebody else. We chose to go after that because it wasn't sustainable at the moment, because
right.
We have high salaries. I have 10 full-time employees. I'm honest and I'm raw when I talk about that. And I think a lot of people don't use that in their mindset when they're talking about it, because you are going to drive yourself crazy if you keep looking at everybody else's work. There is only one person's opinion that matters. Not your wife, not your husband, not your partner. I don't care who you date, not your children. It is you looking back at that right. mirror. That is the only opinion that matters in this industry. It's yours.
Right. And we talked about that last week. You're the only competition is yourself. And why? And you just wrap that all up. Because it's us that we have to take care of ourselves. And you're going to go for years and you're going to be putting somebody else first. You're going to be putting your business first. And in the end, is that going to guide you when that little voice of yours was probably saying, wait a minute. And that's what happens a lot, because if you keep telling yourself that it will get better, you have to say this is going to get better and I'm the one that can make the change. People fail because they give up on what they want most, right? Because they settle for what they have right now. And that's something that the mindset will help you change. So as we move to that question, and Foster's kind of right, as we talk to people, if a business colleague or somebody came to you with the same challenge, would you give them the same advice that you were giving yourself? Is that something we would do?
I think when you give somebody advice, you have to be really careful. And I've said this to you before, Bobby.
Right.
What works for me might not work for somebody else. Now, if I educate somebody on our coaching side or when my book comes out, it's up to you to pick those nuggets and to make those things that are in there work for your market. Not every market works the same.
Exactly.
I don't understand why people can't figure that out.
Right.
What works for me in Maine might not work in Philadelphia. And what worked for me in Philadelphia definitely does not work in Maine. It's two different markets. So you have to readjust yourself in order to find that success. I do chase money because we do have, 10 people who work for us full time. But what I have done was release myself and the anxiety of following up on their clients. So when my event producers produce an event, I don't even meet their clients because I don't want anything to do with it. What I do want is the check and the event to go really well. And I do watch it from behind the scenes, but I don't micromanage. And that has helped me 100% actually evolve the business and grow as a person.
And that's taking your own advice. That's listening to the inner voice of yours and taking your advice. And if you don't take your advice, it can turn out sometimes horrible. It might turn out great, but Fossil just shared the situation where, because of listening to his own advice and listening down deep, he is able to move his business. And you heard him say he goes after the money because he's responsible for employees. And there is a difference, right? There's a difference, but that's a whole nother room about in mindset about your character's mindset, because the kind of person that wants to put the other employees first, so the employees succeed more so than the business, that's a mindset of abundance mindset. That's not so much of a fear of money mindset, but it's knowing that you need to get these jobs in to take care of others, right? When I say chasing revenue a lot is, oh, I'm just going to grab all this and then I don't do anything with the money and I don't bank it, but then I'm still complaining that I have the wrong client. So Jenny, as we move on to some of the next questions after that, thank you, Fossil, for sharing that. That's a great example. What are we looking for outside of us that we believe or don't trust that we can find in the inside? Let me say that to you all again. What are you looking for outside, meaning all the people, all the noise, that you believe or you don't believe that you aren't finding inside you, Jay?
Yeah, and I say I love these questions, and mainly because Jenny, Bobby, and I, we all worked on them, but it's like everything is building off of everything else. And like Fausto said, the whole boundary thing, the industry doesn't understand that. And the fact that you're looking for someone to tell you the strategy, someone to basically, when I hear like, I'm looking for the thing, I'm looking for the answer, what I'm hearing is like, you want someone to basically write your business plan for you. You yep. want someone to go out and get the clients. You want someone to read your mind and create this magical thing when you're the one who decided you wanted to have the business. You're the one who decided you wanted to step into this industry. You're the one who decided I want to be a planner, a photographer, insert whatever. So why are you looking outward for that answer? No one has that answer but you.
Approval, right? We're looking for that approval,
that validation, all of that.
And you stepped into that role. You stepped out and you wanted to lead. So why do we stop doing that? Imposter syndrome, self-doubt. You know, we talked about what's standing in your way, what's holding you back. These are all the things that we've discussed in this series up until to today, where we're trying to show you, look at all that you've done. Look at how far you've grown. Did you get there by being pushed? Did you get there by questioning? Because what if everybody said to you all the time, you're never going to amount to anything. You're going to be a starving artist. Why do you want to be in weddings? There's a million reasons why. Don't do that. You'll never succeed at that. So the minute you decide you wanted to do this, you let fear and self-doubt creep in. And we're in an industry where looks and who you serve sometimes play a bigger role. And that gets into the way of what we're doing. So we're now at the point of, what is your own advice? What are you finally going to start doing about it? You're going to always have imposter syndrome. We've tried to tell you how to shift on that. We can't make that go away for you. You've had to do the work. We've talked to you about leaning into your seasons. Again, we can push you into a direction, but our job as coaches is not to do the work for you. It's to get to the question beyond the question and have you have those breakthroughs. Have you had that transformation? So Jenny, why don't you share with us a little bit about real talk? Are you getting in your own way?
I have a perfect example for this, and I think it's perfect that Fausto is on stage. With my old mindset, I could have easily been drooling over Fausto and all his success, and he has this big business, and he has employees, and wow, he's writing a book, and he's speaking on stages. My old mindset would have been drooling, and I would have been like, oh my God, Fausto, tell me the way. But here's the interesting thing. My goals and my vision and my life dream, what I've always wanted to do is help people get out of their own way, help people to really love their life, have more adventure, travel more, and I want to do retreats. Now, Fausto runs a catering company and he also plans. So do you feel that he would be the best person for me to put like all of my attention and focus for him to help me? That's what I was doing. I was chasing the Faustos of the world. Now, can Fausto offer advice from a successful business owner standpoint? Yes. But I can't lean on him and be like, man, help me grow my business. I want to be there. Like it was so out of alignment. And so exactly. Sometimes we don't realize we're in our own way until moments like these, when you're in rooms like this, or when you have conversations, or when you do this work and you realize, holy crap. You know, or you have friends. I got a friend who was telling me a lot on the phone, like, stop getting in your own way. Sometimes it takes that outside reflection, or it takes us really realizing and stepping back and going, oh my God, it's me. It's my belief. It's my, like, that's a belief. What I just, this story I shared about how I would have chased Fausto to get success, that's a belief. Think about the questions you ask. Think about the courses you sign up for. Think about the things, the books and the audios that you pick up or whatever. Think about those things, and you're going to find things that align with your belief and the questions you're asking.
Oh, and that goes question. And that goes right into also sharing your story and being brave enough, because when you share, I like to do this, I plan on doing this. Now the Faustos of the world, and you know, until you see him in a Speedo, you might want to think about rechasing him. I'm just saying. But I'm saying when you have shared your story and you share some goals, then the people like Fausto or even Roberto and Sean and Linda, anybody that's here, could say, okay, when you're ready for that, I have a venue. When you're ready for that, how can I collaborate with my food? Because they can then elevate you to get to your goals, right? So when
so
we talk
much more
about
powerful.
Exactly, because when we say, hey, Fausto, how can you help me do a retreat? He can say, I could do it. He can do a retreat. But is it what you want to do? And then would you be shifting your goals and your values? Would you be taking, once again, we go back to the week one, would you be taking your fixed mindset and letting somebody else tell you that's a growth mindset by saying, oh, here's my venue, here's my food, do this? You would. So you have to come back to the point of, I let people know what I want to do. I've put out to the intention, this is who I am, who I want to serve, how I want to do it. And then you make the collaborations and you use the guidance of the areas that are not your strong suit, like venue shopping and catering, and what would be good for the health and the mind of one of your retreats. And Fausto can start creating that, or D can arrange to have all kinds of wonderful little designs that you can do, right? But when you share that, don't give up on what you're doing, because others will tear it down and make you second guess yourself. You've got to stand firm and be aligned.
Jay. And yeah, and I was just thinking as you were talking and sharing that, Bobby, it's like too sharing your goals too, and you're gonna have those people who challenge your beliefs, and I'm not saying that is a bad thing, but it kind of makes you stop and think. Because I remember when I was younger, I told my dad, "Oh man, I'm gonna be this big famous whatever, and I'm gonna like get your house remodeled, and you're gonna be whatever. We're gonna travel the world. We're gonna do all this stuff, right?" And he looked at me, and he does this little chuckle that he does, and he's like, "Look, man, if that's what you want to do, that's cool, but none of that is going to make me any more prouder or less prouder than you. Like, I want you to be successful by your definition of successful.
Right.
If you're right. A janitor and you're the best janitor in the world, I'm going to be happy. So don't chase these dreams trying to do something for me, because you doing something for me is making sure you're chasing the success by your definition.
Right. And if you're the janitor and you're happy in this role, and you found what lit you up. If you're the hamburger flipper or the milkshake maker, and this is the role that lights you up and you see your passion, it doesn't matter the dollars that you might earn for that. It's the impact that you're making with what you do and how you can do that. And that's the part of mindset that people sometimes get stuck on. You know, you have to have some sort of self-confidence. Mindset helps you get that. You know, Roberto in the room, in the chats over here, was saying a change always happens for him when he's at the breaking point. And we have said that so many times throughout this series. And it's like Jay always says, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're going to do something. Mindset will help get you moving forward and doing that. So Jenny explained how she had to get out of her own way. And let me remind everybody, and for those that are coming back on the replay, the three of us have plenty of stumble blocks. The three of us have plenty of roadblocks. We bounce them off each other sometimes. But we know that it's us that's going to make the change. We have to rely on ourselves. We have to be the ones that are the catalyst in getting there. And then that gives us to the question that we have is, what's the main reason that you choose not to take your own advice? What is it? What's that mindset of yours that says, oh, I can't? It's the I can't again. We have to shift that into, I will do these things to make this work. I'm going to accomplish this by this. Here are the steps that I'm going to take, instead of, I don't know what to do. I'm going to go figure out if I sit over here and do this, or if I watch what everybody else is doing on Instagram, then I'll have the same results. We've talked about that all this series. What is it? What's the main reason you're choosing not to take your own advice, Jenny?
so I'll speak based on my experience, and you already touched on this, Bobby, is it could just be confidence. You don't believe your advice is good enough.
Right.
You, because like, speak from my experience, right? If I was looking for other people who had proven success for them to tell me the way. Yep. And by doing that, I took the power out of my own hands. And you even saw how Bobby gave a perfect example, right? Fausto, Fausto, it's like kind of a needy energy. Fausto, Fausto, show me the way, I got to make it work. Versus Fausto, this is what I want to do. Hey, you know, event spaces and food. Hey, what are your recommendations? What are the things I should look out for? You have a lot of experience. How can I successfully put together? I mean, that's a whole different question, a whole different space, a whole different mindset. It's like anxiety. Oh my God, how do I make it happen? Versus like standing in your power. And so that was my reason, but your reason may be totally different. And I share my experience because it's so palpable for me and I just went through it. And to let you know, you're not alone. If you're going through the same thing too, like you're not alone.
And Roberto said that he thinks it's because people are scared of taking accountability and they fail. What do we think, Jay?
Yeah, and I think we put too much emphasis on failure. Like, you know, oh, I failed. Failure is a bad thing. No. Failure is great. Failure means, I think it was, I always forget this, Edison, whoever discovered electricity, and they were Benjamin Franklin. I think it was Franklin. Anyway, whoever it was. And they were like, oh, you found 1,000 ways to get electricity. He's like, no, I found 1,000 ways not to do it. Right. And if we shift that mindset, even in that, to say, I didn't fail, I learned something. I learned how not to do this, or this isn't the way that worked for me. And it's like we put so much emphasis on, oh, I failed. I failed. And if I failed, I'm a failure. No, you got to switch that. You got to switch right. that. We were talking to a client earlier this week, and we were talking about just a simple sentence, how you show up. And it's like, oh, these people are going to see me. Like, oh, my God. And switching that energy to be like, yo, these people are going to see me. Oh, my God. Even that, the energy is different. Right. You show up differently. And it's just that perspective and saying, oh, I failed. Nah, I figured out that's not the way that's going to work for me. Back to the drawing
board. Well, and if you don't fail, how do we know we succeed? It's that old adage, right? And again, when you win, you win. And when you, let's say, fail or lose, it's a lesson. What are you going to take from that? Right? Everybody, we talk about bankruptcy. My presentation coming up is in Cater Sources is about stories and about how to use ourselves in order to get the clients to say yes. And I attribute a lot of it to think about Disney, the power. Do you know how many times Disney went bankrupt? Nobody believed in him. So if you sometimes want to compare yourself, and we don't want you to compare yourself to anybody but yourself, but if you have to sit down and read something, read about the people that failed and then came back. Their comeback was better than their setback, right? Their comeback stronger. And they didn't let anybody deter them. It was hard. They battled, but they had a purpose and they had a mission and they knew how to follow through with it. And every one of those people that had a drastic bankruptcy or lost their businesses or practically lost their life doing something, they had to take their own advice to keep going. So the next question that we have is, what are three potential solutions to the problem you're having? Just three. You might write down 85. You might write down 100. You might write down one. And what if that one is me? Because I'm always my, what if that one, it's me, it's me, it's me. It's still mindset. We have to get you to believing in yourself. We have to get you to understand that you can make an impact and that you're here to make an impact. We have to get you to understand. You have to look in that mirror and say, I've done it. I'm proud of where I am today. I accomplished something today. I wake up every single morning, not sure what my day is going to unfold, but when certain things happen in my household, man, I run into my office and I do the happy dance and said, today I have 2 pluses. I might get 7 things that happen the rest of the day, but this morning we start off with 2. Y'all saw me post a photo yesterday of Tina and myself. That is Tina and myself outside doing something, right? We're out. Just to be able to get out, to go accomplish, to work on a client, we weren't there a year ago. We're here now. So as we move forward, it's believing in yourself and knowing that you are what the industry needs, this business needs you, And if you want to have this business and be impactful, start believing in yourself. So if you write down that you're the reason or that one of the solutions is you, keep diving deeper. Jenny?
Diving deeper can be kind of annoying because you're like, man, I just want to go. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I don't want to do this. But go back to my story. What if the lesson you keep learning over and over and over is exactly what we're talking about or whatever you write down here? You know, and a lot of times what this question too is getting you to do is to tap into that intuition, tap into that gut, tap into what's probably already in your head that you know what you want to do. And going back to our health and wellness example from earlier, most people know what to do in order to lose weight. Most people know what to do in order to move their business forward. Like that little voice or that little gut feeling that keeps coming up that you're like, no, that's not it. That's not it. But this is getting you to practice this and to have these solutions and to get you to lean into that discomfort so you can take the steps forward. And you can use some of the examples we shared here to ask better questions next time you reach out to somebody. Ask a more empowering question that helps you move through that, which leads to the next question. What's the smallest step you can take today that will get you closer to your vision?
And you notice Jenny said smallest. She didn't say, what can you do right now that will change everything tomorrow? What's the smallest step that you can do? What is that, Jay?
And it's something simple. I can't tell you what it is for you.
Right.
You got to figure that out. But it's like the premise is the thing that's going to move the needle, period. You don't have to move the needle a lot, but just move the needle. And that could be anything from, okay, I'm going to contact 5 people today, or I'm going to make 5 different connections, or I'm going to ask someone in the Wedding Pros Facebook group for a connection to somebody. It's you know, it's something small, something you can get that quick and easy win. And what that does too, that creates, as we talked about earlier, those habits. Because if you're like, okay, I did that. That wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Let me do that again tomorrow. Let me do that again tomorrow. When it becomes second nature, you stack onto that. Okay, now it's nothing for me to reach out and talk to people. What else can I do?
What's the habit, right? Yeah. What's the new habit you can create? Maybe today I talk to one person and then tomorrow it's 2 and then every day. And then you say 5's it. And then they start all over again with 1. What's that new habit? And when we say small, if you need to write down something huge and big, like money, or if I had a bigger space, you're going to write down all the things that you don't have. You're using those as an excuse. I can't succeed because of the blank, fill in the blank, or when I will be successful when I fill in the blank. Earlier we said, if I will start doing XYZ when this happens. I will start doing ABC once I get a hold of this. You're never moving somewhere, right? You're stuck in the same spot spinning your wheels. So start the small. You took the biggest step in the world when you wanted to put a turn open sign on, right? You took the biggest step in the world when you hit publish on your website. You've told the world and everybody looking and listening, and that can find you by Googling your name, that this is what you do. The success, as we often said to you, is defined by yourself. If you're happy serving 2 or 3 clients, if you need 500 clients, if you need to make $10 million, if you need to make $1 million, if you need to make $1, these are things and steps that you set up for yourself. These are the small steps that you can take to get you closer to your vision. And maybe it's time you sit down and take a look at your vision. Maybe your dreams have changed. Maybe your goals have changed. Where you are right now today, maybe it wasn't where you wanted to be 2 years ago, or you wanted to be somewhere totally different. After 2 years, after 2020, maybe you decided that the wedding industry isn't for me, or now I have an end date. So what are those steps that you take to get there? And with all the questions we've asked you, they can be multi-layered, right? It's not going to be one answer. Today, it might be this answer, and then tomorrow something will happen. You go, oh my gosh, I think of that. So these lists on these worksheets that we give you, they could become a huge mountain of things you think you need to do, or this is how I can change. I hope that you see from week 1 to now that you have started writing them in a different tone. You might have started, I can't do, to now it's, I'm going to do these things. Here's the small steps I'm going to take. Where 5 weeks ago, when you started with us, you might have said, well, I can't do that because I need this to happen. And you have to think about your relationship with money. You have to have that abundance mindset. You can't be fearful of money. Or I do believe the universe won't give you money, because what would you know to do with it if you're fearful? You have to be able to ask for money. The big TikTok or Instagram rage right now is, you know, you have to tell people what you sell and what you do. Yes. People need to know what you do. You took that big, big, big step. Everybody, this is what I do, who I am. I charge for this. Now write down these little steps that get you. And that'll get you to what would happen. What would happen if you took your own advice? Jay?
You're going to change your world. I'm just going to be up front and in your face about it. You will change your world because you are no longer looking for anyone else to tell you what you should be doing. Like Fausto said earlier, your gut will be able to let you know, this is not the right client. This is not the right fit. This is not the right place I need to be in right now. The things that you want will start to happen. And it's the funniest thing is, like, a lot of these questions you might sit and look and be like, oh, this is silly, this is stupid, whatever. Like that ego talking, like, no, this isn't it. But once you start doing them, and it might not be apparent at first because you may still be looking for that big bang. You might still be looking for that fireworks finale, but little things will start happening and little things will keep on happening if you're consistent. And then you'll wake up one morning and that goal that you set for yourself, you've not only accomplished it, you've done three times that. And you'll be like, holy shit, this really works.
Exactly. And as we get ready to wrap up, I put a link up here that continues on to our next series, right? We're taking it off Clubhouse because we've spent 5 weeks with y'all and we've given you the basics. We've given you a solid worksheets for 5 weeks. So now we're taking this off and we're going to go to Zoom and we're going to dive in and we're going to do something monthly with y'all. So I'm putting the link up there for those in the replays. They can see and follow through. Get on the wait list. We'll get information out to you. We're going to come up on Zoom and we're going to meet and we're going to tackle together, because that's the thing that we want to help you all do. We want to continue this conversation. You've asked us to continue this conversation. So we want to help get you with the Mind Shift Plus strategies that's going to get you transformation. We're going to hold you accountable together as we go. It's a group. We're looking for a small group. We're going to be in there where we can work. And on Zoom, we can work together. I'm a firm believer that I know we have all these webinars and all these evergreens, but I find when you show up and can sit together live in person or at least on Zoom, you can work through these things together. You can come forward and start talking about everything that we've talked about these 5 weeks, but we're going to take it a step further where we can really dive in. You know, we'll have these rooms just for, you know, 60 minutes, maybe 90 minutes. You know, we'll decide if we want to do one a week or every other week, and we're going to make this. This will be a paid section that we're going to, right? Because if you invest in your time and you invest with some money, you're going to grow. We love sharing value with y'all, and we love it being here on Clubhouse, but it's time that we move so we can dive in a little bit further. We're still going to come here at Clubhouse in our rooms, and we're going to have our mindset. David's got his accountability. We're still going to grow here. Right? We're still going to grow here, but we're going to take it over to the container, as Jay says, so we can work on it. We can grow together. We're going to pull out that potential. We already know that you're fabulous. We're going to help you embrace it, but we're going to help you pull out that magic that's in there and have some transformation. So that's the next step for where this mindset series is going with the three of us. So make sure you get on that list, fill out that list so you get on our email list. We'll gather the information. We'll send you out when it's going to start. And we're just excited to be able to continue on with you here as we go. We hope that you've enjoyed this 5 weeks. You know, we said at the beginning, our call to action and what our defining purpose was, at the end of 5 weeks, you looked at your notebook and you made that mind shift change. You went from the fixed growth that you all shared with us at the beginning to now you know how to have growth. And we're not done. And you're never going to be done learning and growing. Investing in yourself, and investing in your business will give you a life that you deserve. So we hope that you join us. We hope that you've loved this series as much as we've loved bringing it to you. And Jenny, as we wrap up with these last few questions, again, your experience and how you got here, and you are, and Jay and I are, the proof of we had to shift our mindset. We had to be the ones that got on the bus and just kept driving. We've hit some bumps. We've slowed down. We've let people on. We've let people off. How can we keep going forward now that we're done with these 5 weeks? Give us some call to actions. I've talked about our group, but just remind everybody, especially for replays, what they can do with these 5 workshops, these worksheets that they have, and how they can continue to grow and expand from them.
The very first thing, and it's related to this week 5, is I want you to really consider leaning into that thing that your gut is telling you, or maybe the thing you've been avoiding doing that could unlock everything for you. I mean, I'm thinking of something for myself. You might have that same thing inside. So we challenge you to lean into that. And if you need help leaning into it, that's exactly what Bobby said. We have a container coming where we can help you do those things, because sometimes it does take an outside person helping, reflecting back to you, getting clarity, etc. The other thing, and we've heard this from one of the people who was in week 1, they re-listened to week 1 and they had major ahas pop off. So you have the recordings here on Clubhouse. You also have the recordings on Bobby's podcast and our podcast. And you can go through these over and over again, and you can use these tools with the worksheets to be able to approach them with maybe a new scenario. You can approach them now with your new mindset. I mean, imagine if you went back to the first one with your mindset after going through the 5. Imagine what would be possible then.
Exactly. Fausto, anything you'd like to add, my friend?
No, everybody take care of yourselves. I'm going to say it really quick because I was on a phone call on the other line and I was, well, actually, I do have one thing. You'll probably have to beep this out, Bobby. I look pretty damn good in a Speedo.
I know. I know. I'm not the lesbian in the room.
It on our podcast, pals, too.
Take care of yourselves. Make sure that you're true to yourself, because at the end of the day, that's the only person you should hold accountable is yourself. Because if you've gone into business, you didn't go into business to be somebody else. You went into business to be yourself.
Exactly.
And that is number one thing I tell everybody. And Jenny, one last thing that I'm going to say is one of the reasons that I give back so much is because I made a deal with myself a long time ago that if I got through my leaving school and all that and somebody took me under their wings, that I would pay it forward. And I am still paying it forward to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely,
pay it forward.
Exactly. And that's why we're here. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Roberto, for hanging with us. Hope to see you soon and around. Thank you for your kind words as we have went through this workshop. And again, thank you for everybody who comes on replays. We see that a lot of people come on replays. We thank you, replay. We thank you. I wanted you to hear it from us here in this last episode that we appreciate that you tune in and that we see some of you coming back several times. So please get on that wait list. We can't wait to get started in this next chapter, in this phase. We're working on some things. And so that's why we want to give just an idea who's coming so that we can really round this up. We're going to kick this one off and let you all know what to expect. And then we'll go into how this will be something that we can do together. And we're not going to break the bank with y'all. I'm going to say it right here. This is going to be something affordable because we believe in helping and guiding, right? We can't fix you, but we can help guide you. And then from there, you help yourself. But we also believe that investing in yourself, you're more inclined to do the work because you have put some money where your time is and your time is valuable. But sometimes when you write that check or you deposit some money, you now think, okay, what's my return of investment? The return of investment is, what are you going to come every month and share with us? What are you going to come open and raw? What are you going to come ready to learn and receive? Because you're going to come and open and learn and receive with us, and we're going to all learn from you. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Jay and Jenny, wrap us up, my friends.
It's been an awesome 5 weeks. As Jenny has already said, go back, listen from part 1, everything we've done. It was put together to build upon each other. So that's it for me. And thank you all. And look forward to seeing and working with you very, very soon.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH Insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.